This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. When you've got an audience mostly trapped at home, desperate for something to kill time, maybe offer a little escapism, which is, by the way, your stock in trade, what do? Well, you raise prices, of course. See also Netflix. The standard plan is going up $1 a month to $14. The premium plan is going up $2, $18 a month. Basic, still $9. But prices aren't the only things changing at the streaming behemoth. Lots more original content, yes. Lots more original cancellations, too. Marketplace Jasmine Garst has that one.
If you've been watching a lot of Netflix lately, you might have noticed more Netflix originals.
Men are going to come along and want to teach you things. Doesn't make them any smarter.
That's The Queen's Gambit, about a chess prodigy. It makes sense for Netflix to pump money into content creation given the increasingly competitive streaming landscape, says Tim Hanlon, analyst at the Verter Group.
That's sort of a classic new media launching textbook approach. Find something that is either exclusive or create things that are original and exclusive to you that can't be found anywhere else.
But for every hit like Stranger Things, there's dozens of Netflix originals that aren't as successful, like Altered Carbon.
I was brought back against my will, but I am an envoy. I take what is offered.
After season two, the show was offered nothing. It got axed, as did wrestling drama Glow and political comedy The Patriot Act. Insiders say increasingly at Netflix, three seasons is a good run, and more than that is a hit. Pedro Ferreira focuses on information systems at Carnegie Mellon University. He says this is because more than ever, Netflix is making its decisions based on hard data.
It's all about data these days, not just in recommending stuff, but also then in producing the stuff.
It's not just about how many people watch, but how many new people and for how long. Gary Rosenson with GR Media Advisor says cancellations may anger fans, but that won't affect Netflix.
They know they're still going to be a staple. That's what they're banking on, because they have so much content.
It also helps that the pandemic and winter are sending people back indoors. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.